For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed road and pedestrian bridges Sunday at one of the largest land border crossings between San Diego and Tijuana. Groups of Central American migrants have been converging there for days in their quest to gain entry to the United States. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, independent Senator Angus King of Maine says the role of U.S. troops there is murky.
Posse comitatus, no use of federal troops for law enforcement. It gets gray when you get to the border. Now, if indeed there was an invasion, which there isn't, clearly, we can defend ourselves. That's one of the reasons you have a military. But using troops in a border situation with asylum seekers is, I think, not appropriate.
More than 5,000 migrants have been camped in and around a sports complex in Tijuana after making their way through Mexico in caravans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. Is usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
InSight, NASA's first robotic lander designed to study the deep interior of Mars, is on course for a planned touchdown Monday after a six-month voyage through space. Dr. Bruce Bannard, principal investigator for the InSight team, says they want to know more about the formation of planets.
Some of those planets are a little bit harsh. You know, Venus is hot enough to melt lead. Mercury has a sun-baked surface. Mars is pretty cold today, but Earth is a nice place to take a vacation.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont tells CBS's Face the Nation he wants Congress to stop support of the Saudi government in their proxy war against Iran and Yemen.
I think the American people in Congress are now saying, let us end our support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen.
Sanders says he's confident the Senate will pass a resolution to pull back any kind of U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen, given the CIA's conclusion that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
European Union leaders are backing a Brexit deal reached with UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Approval by the EU's 27 heads of state came at a Sunday Brussels summit, though it still needs to be approved by the British Parliament before the March deadline for the nation to leave the European Union, a move that was narrowly approved by British voters in 2016. The approval from the EU, though, spells out leaders want to keep relations with the UK as close as possible, while noting that countries outside the EU cannot have the same rights as those who are in it. The deal's unpopular with British lawmakers, but May and EU leaders are arguing it's the best they're going to get from this divorce.
Police now say that Emmanuel Fitzgerald Radford Jr., an armed 21-year-old man who was shot and killed by an officer at a mall in Alabama on Thanksgiving night, likely did not fire the shots that wounded two people and sent terrified shoppers running for cover. Radford's mother, April Pipkins.
Nobody even took the time or had the decency to notify me of my son's death. Instead, it's flashed all over social media. That is no way that any parent should have to find out the death of their child.
The family attorney says several witnesses have told them the officer who killed Bradford did not issue any verbal commands before he shot him in the face. The unidentified officer who fatally shot Bradford was placed on administrative leave while a separate internal investigation continues.